I'm interviewing Musawa Jardine from Washburn. She's lived here most of her life, and she'll be telling you different things of the town of Washburn.
Well, Bob was interested in the beginning of the railroading in Washburn. I don't remember, but I've heard my father tell how the Bangor Aroostook was built and how the Canadian Pacific, in competition with the Bangor and Aroostook, built the electric railroad from Presque Isle to Washburn to Caribou. They were in competition to see which one would reach Washburn first. The Canadian Pacific completed laying their rails the night before the Bangor and Aroostook did. So from then on, whenever a B&A train approached a crossing in Washburn, they were obliged to come to a complete stop and blow their whistle. It was a part of the bet. The electric railroad was a great convenience at this time. It followed the main road passing through the farmland, so the students rode to a school in the villages on the electric cars. They ran at half-hour intervals and were a great convenience. One of the things that we used to do when I was younger was take the excursion to Boston over Washington's birthday on the B&A out of Presque Isle. I think the ticket was $5 round trip to Boston, and I remember leaving school late in the afternoon, going on the trolley to Presque Isle and catching the 6 o'clock train for Boston. We'd ride all night on the train, get in Boston in the morning, do the town, get the night train, sit up all the way back, get into Presque Isle about 7 in the morning, run up the tracks to catch to the other station to catch the trolley, and get back to Washburn about 8 o'clock in the morning, all ready for work. I understand that the early education in Washburn was carried on in one-room schoolhouses. These schoolhouses were built at about 2 mile intervals on the main roads surrounding the town, so that no youngster had to walk more than 1 mile to get to school. These schoolhouses were of one room with a wood-burning stove, and with the wooden desks seating 2 students, usually. Sometimes the teacher was obliged to build the fires, keep the schoolroom clean, and see to it that a pail of fresh water was brought in every day for drinking. The equipment in these schoolhouses was very meager. Supply of books was practically non-existent. There was usually a chalkboard, occasionally made of slate, sometimes only painted wood. These schoolhouses sometimes housed all children from first grade through the eighth grade. Many times the older boys were older than the teacher. There were some advantages to this type of education. It was a family type of school, and the older children were a great help to the younger children. And the youngers learned from the older by imitating and by watching them. these one-room schoolhouses were quite often the center of all activities in the community. Sometimes they were the only source of recreation. Programs were produced. Box socials were held in the schoolhouses. Concerts. Sometimes Sunday school was conducted in one of them, or even church services on occasion.